You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
Drag is described as being, and I quote this, a fabulous, funny, and filthy love letter to queer nightlife and the artists who keep it alive, equal parts party, politics, and performance. You're a drag artist yourself, performing under the name Lady Trinice, is it? Trinice?
Trinice, yeah.
Trinice, sorry. How has your experience in the scene, especially here in Tamaki Makaurau, shaped drag and what it's become?
Well, I actually haven't, funnily enough, done drag a hell of a lot in recent years. When I first moved to Auckland, I did quite a lot and performed at places like Family Bar and had my own show with another queer performer, Bryony Skillington. We had a show called Dragons. We would put celebrities in drag and do a sort of big spectacle cabaret type show. But I was just thinking the other day, I haven't actually performed in about 2 years as Lady Trinice. But it's definitely a huge part of my life and was a massive part when I lived in Pōneke, Wellington. I used to run a drag nightclub down there called Immersed, and we'd have drag 3 nights a week, and I was up in drag every single night almost. But no, it was a huge part of my life in the sort of 2000s, and it's a little bit less now.
But I guess you're still involved with it in your own way with, you know, this show that's coming out.
Yes.
Speaking of which, you've been involved with a variety of different projects with Silo Theatre, such as Mother Play, Camping, and Hudson and Halls Live. But this project will be your directorial debut. How does that feel, and has that process been tricky to navigate?
It's a little bit new and unusual for me. I normally work as a set designer, costume designer in theatre and film and TV, and work a lot with Silo in that department normally. But it's definitely my first time directing a production in that chair. It is definitely new and odd for me, but I have sat alongside some amazing directors in my time and have always felt it's something I want to do and have a turn at. So when Sophie Roberts, the previous artistic director of Silo Theatre, asked me to create a project with her, create a show based on the idea of drag, and I jumped at it and was very excited to make something in that world that's so dear to me. And yeah, we've created a script and idea and world, and yeah, it's great having a turn in the director's chair.
Are you feeling a bit nervous about directing for the first time, or are you pretty confident?
It is pretty nerve-wracking because it's a new world, but I have directed things, draggy things in the past, like cabaret shows and simple things. This is the first time it's a scripted, more actual sit-down theatre-style production. So I feel nervous about that, but a lot of the elements I am comfortable in, the production side of it. But yes, being the boss is a bit freaky.
Yeah, I could absolutely imagine that. Well, drag will also delve into deeper conversations about politics, which is something I'm specifically interested in here as a journalist. Why go about drag in this way?
As something I've been interested in for a while is what is putting on stage, not just your average drag show where you've got, you know, queer performers dressing up and lip syncing and giving you a fun night, which is also awesome and valid. But I wanted to share something that was a little bit more peek behind the curtain, hear what these characters, you know, demasked, think about, worried about, what pisses them off, what excites them, what they're angry about politically or emotionally. So we have spent a lot of time with the cast talking about real issues, real politics that they want to talk about. So we do discuss a lot of Aotearoa issues that might be quite polarising to some. It's definitely come from us, come from the performers, what we talk about. Some things we go into a little bit more deeply, others we just brush over. It'll be, I think, great for the audience to hear what these performers care about.
It's an absolutely interesting take on drag, and I guess these deeper discussions are quite necessary to have. And it's also interesting that the drag performers themselves have quite a strong input into that as well. Besides these dissections, I guess, what else can people expect from drag?
Well, it's a game of two halves in many ways. The first act, you definitely get to experience what it's like for these performers in their everyday lives, what it's like to be a queer artist in our cabaret bars and venues. You hear about their gripes, their issues, what keeps them going, what they're scared about. And then act two is very much a celebration of the art form, and you are immersed into the world of the nightclub once the curtain is up. So I like to think of it as that you get a fun night of bubbles, but also a punch in the heart as well. So I hope that people feel they get both of those.
Now, drag is also an acronym standing for Dressed Resembling a God for this production. Yes. Maybe this is kind of entering spoiler territories, but how does this sort of acronym relate to the contents of the show?
There's some sayings that the actual term drag comes from Shakespearean times when performers were only male, and inside of a script it would say D-R-A-G, meaning dressed resembling a girl. The actor would come on in drag, so to speak. So that's kind of one of the terms of where people suggest drag comes from. So I wanted my own spin on that, and rather than saying dressed resembling a girl, because we have multi-different gendered. We have Hugo Girl is a trans man in the show, and Slay West is non-binary, and didn't want to sort of just shoebox ourselves into saying that we are all dressed resembling girls. So I came up with the idea of it being resembling a god, meaning all of our kind of performers are slightly heavenly creatures. They're a little bit like deities. They're godlike. We're giving them a bit more of a elevated presence. That's where that sort of comes from.
I did not know that. That's really, really interesting, that fact there. But you're right. Yeah, so I do want to actually touch on the drag performers a little bit more. So the centre of drag will include drag performers. You've mentioned Hugo Girl, but also Adina Delights and Slay West. What has your experience been like working with these three? Did you guys know each other beforehand, or have you sort of grown quite a bit during this production?
There's sort of different relationships going on, but I have known Adina Delights, performer Adam Burrell, for about 22 years. We were at Toi Whakaari together, so we've been friends a long time and done drag together a long time. I've known of George Fowler, Hugo Girl, who's a performer from Wellington, who now lives here in Tāmaki. And first, we've never worked together, but I first approached him about the project about a year ago and was interested in getting him on board. So we've spent a lot of time together this year coming up with ideas and creating the work together. And of course, Levi Slay West from Wellington, they have joined us. They live in Wellington and have come specifically to Tāmaki to work on the project. I wanted Slay to be in the show after I saw them perform with the Tifas in their cabaret production and just went, yes, oh my God, Slay's amazing. We need to have them in the show. So the three of us have come together. We've had a couple of workshops during the year where we've fed into the script together, and we started last week on the floor. Everybody was here, and Slay arrived from Wellington, and yeah, we've started. We're a week in, and it's very exciting.
That is very exciting, and it sounds like this production has quite a star-studded lineup of incredible drag performers. And there are plenty other guest performers who will be involved. I haven't named all of them because there are quite a few. Who are some of the other guest performers that will be involved? And there's also some guest performers who have not been announced just yet. Will that be something people attending drag will find out when they go see the show?
Yeah, so we've taken on the idea of sort of the Christmas show trope where we have a special guest performer every night, and within the story they're coming along to audition to be part of the drag troupe. So they get to do a spot number and try and seal the deal and hopefully get a job at Lady T's where the show is set. And we have a wonderful barrage of Tāmaki Makaurau's queer icons, so to speak, from across all different disciplines. We've got comedians, we have drag artists, we've got some actors, singers. We have people like Chris Parker and Tom Sainsbury, and iconic drag performers like Buckwheat and Anita Wiglet. We still have a few to announce in the next week, but we have, I think, 16 in total. Some people are doing a couple of shows. But yeah, it's very exciting and a wonderful different group of people to be bringing in. And every night you don't know who you're going to get. It's a bit of a secret. So whatever night you come, you'll be surprised to be who the special guest will be.
That sounds very exciting. So we'll talk more about when the show is happening quite soon. Yeah. But by the sounds of it, did you say 16 guest performers, excluding the aforementioned Adina Delights, Hugo Girl and Slay West? Is that correct?
Yes. Correct, yeah.
That's a huge, huge production. How was it getting everyone involved, I guess? How did that process come about? And I guess, how long have you been working and your team, and how long have you guys been working on this? It's, you know, quite an audacious project.
Yeah, it's mainly sort of the engine of Silo Theatre. The team here are definitely leading the charge on the guest performer front. I put together a sort of dream list early in the year of who I think would be fabulous to be involved, and some people have been able to do it or not been able to do it for whatever reason, but yeah, most of the people have said yes and are all excited about it. We've had a few little meetings and chats about what piece they're going to do or what lip sync or what song they're going to sing, but it's really up to them to bring their own artistry, their own voice, what they want to say about drag. Or, you know, some people might are even doing little strange stand-up type piece. It's not all drag, or it's also what they want to bring. But no, Silo have definitely been amazing at gathering all of that together and making sure everybody knows what they're up to and when. But yes, it is a huge undertaking, 16 amazing artists to bring together.
Quite a feat, and this all sounds so incredible. Now, drag will be at Silo Theatre from the 13th of November until the 6th of December. Where can people find out more information about this production and maybe grab some tickets themselves?
Yeah, so it's Silo's end-of-year show, and it's going to be performed at Q Theatre in the loft space upstairs. We're completely transforming it into a drag bar. It will be an immersive experience. You can get cabaret tables down the front or seats up the back if you choose. And we're performing from the 13th to the 6th. You can get tickets at silotheatre.co.nz or qtheatre.co.nz as well.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.